The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning.
Oh, gosh. Oh, who turned
me
up?
Oh, no, I turned mine up a little bit because I
needed... Hello. Okay.
I like to have a lot of volume and fullness.
Turn this up a little bit.
Someone's playing with the...
In the back there.
Someone's playing with the, knobs again.
Does this sound better?
Yes, thank you. Oh, good morning. It's beautiful outside.
I want to get my...
From our window to the world.
I'm going to get my old headphones back. I'm going to cover them with electrical tape so they don't shock me to death. But,
oh, yeah, what was happening.
Hey, welcome to the show. Today, the 17th of February, 7:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's in there. Good morning.
Very good morning.
You know what? I understand why they changed out my headphones, because there was supposedly a bear. No, not supposedly. There was a bear wire in there. So I see them hanging up in there. I'm going to run in there with my electrical tape.
Oh, you know who's really...
And I'm going to retape it.
You know who's going to be good at that? You know, of course, Pat. But, you know, today's officially called Washington's birthday, but it's President's Day. They've combined... The two birthdays, and I'm not sure who decided to do this.
It's Lincoln. Well, it's Lincoln and Washington.
Yeah, but when did they? It used to be Lincoln's birthday.
It was a long time. It should be right there.
Said the holiday was originally established in 1885 to honor George Washington. The federal government still officially calls it Washington's birthday, even though it now celebrates all the U.S. presidents, because, of course, we have to be inclusive. Washington was born on February 22nd. President's Day is celebrated on the third Monday of February, meaning it always falls between February 15th and 21, but never actually on his birthday.
Well, so it's because
And Lincoln wasn't originally a part of it. Yeah. His birthday is February 12th, but it was never a federal holiday. So I'm only going back, you know, I'm a 70s kid, so meaning high school. We had a Washington's birthday. We would get off. Never Lincoln. Never had a week. I don't remember the midday, half days only happened maybe one week out of the year, and that was always parent-teacher. But it's just like, you know, maniacal now. And then you would have a week off at Easter, Thanksgiving. I think you got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so you didn't get a whole week. And then you better a week off at Easter, and then 2 weeks off at Christmas and New Year's. That was it.
And then, but then you got off on Labor Day. I'm sorry, Memorial Day was the last day of
school.
That
was a 3 day, yes.
And then you had the whole summer, and you went back to school on Labor Day.
Well, it was created in 1971. Okay, the Uniform Monday Holiday Act moved Washington's birthday to a Monday, helping create more 3 day weekends for workers.
For federal workers.
Well, it says okay. Now, retailers love it. Now, I can tell you, and I say this every year we've been on the air. Of course, we're celebrating 15 years on the air. We're in our 16th now, so we can't really officially say we're 16 until December.
No, we're
December,
15. No,
we're a full 15. And so I say this every President's Day, was that Washington's birthday.
Your numbering system kills me.
Well.
You're always like... it does. You act like your birthday was when you were conceived.
I round up.
When you were conceived, not when you were born.
In the Chinese, I don't know. There's probably part of my past is just that, you know, you're born at 1 year. So I've always round up. I don't know. Always rounded up. So anyway.
The other day you said you were 68. And you're not even close
I know,
to that.
I watch
you're not even close to that.
I know, but I don't know. But see, isn't that good? So I won't be shocked.
Okay.
Washington's birthday, my mom, we lived in the country, you know, meaning outside of Placerville. And on Washington's birthday, my mom and I would trek to Sacramento, and we would shop.
Who hitched the horses?
What?
Who hitched the horses for the wagon when you all would take into Sacramento? And it was like, it had to be a 2 day trip to
We went all day long until, you know, and I don't know if you remember Sacramento. Remember Lyons Restaurant on Watt Avenue. And anyway, there used to be Country Club. That was the mall. And there was this place called Kitty Corral. Now, I have talked about this every year. My mom and I would go in, and there'd be
Kitty Corral.
Kitty Corral. But
is that
I was
K-I-D-D-Y?
Like,
Yeah. Kitty Corral.
Yeah, Kitty Corral. And it was like...
With the K.
Yeah.
For the corral.
Yeah, and it had all kinds of... And I was like fourth and fifth and sixth grade. So they had... He's whistling for the dog because I can't hold your attention telling you this story.
I've heard this story 16 years
Well,
now.
I don't know if you remember, so I'm refreshing your memory.
Banter.
Okay, banter. So anyway, we would go in... And just the clothes would go over the arm because it was such a deal. It was like 70% off. And I would try on clothes and I would leave with a bundle. And then we would go have a cherry pie. I mean, cherry pie.
Because it was
Washington's birthday. Yeah. Cherry pie. And then we'd hit a bunch of places and we'd shop. We literally shopped till we dropped. And then I had to drive an hour from Sacramento to get back to Pleasant Valley. And then I would model for my dad. And I remember him sitting there saying, another one? Oh, my God, another one? And I just love to see his face because, you know, my dad has a real anybody knows my dad has a real eye for fashion and style. So that was a lot of fun. I have great memories of that. And so now,
The reason you have great memories for that is that it continues on. Changed it from Kitty Corral to Nordstrom's.
Well, not
then,
really.
And
I like a bargain.
Or QVC. Or what's the other one? What's the other? That one that you... that you gather your friends around.
Oh, Cabby?
Cabby.
Yeah.
And then I get to sit there, and I get to say, another one? Another one? Oh, no, I'm mixing and matching here. Another one?
You know. You've known me well enough to know that I...
The latest one was Boot Barn.
I look for the bargain. I love to find a deal. I love thrifting secondhand. I have no problem
with
that.
You have no idea how much money this lady has saved me. Yeah, yeah.
I don't like to really go out. Every now and then we'll go retail. I mean, like we'll spend, but very rarely because I grew up where you hit the sale rack first. You go to the back of the store and then you move to the front.
Give this woman a gift card to any store, and it brings tears to her eyes, and off she goes. Because my daughter gave you Boot Barn for $100.
Well, I went in there because
you saved me so much money.
I was in my and I was the one place you can go where you're in your horse clothes and you got muddy boots. And
boot
I
crime.
Thought, I'm sorry, I'm down here. I've got to, you know, but really, I had to order a red shirt and a pink shirt because we have rodeo coming up, and you know, there's
uniform.
This uniform. So
I think you should be able to write those all.
Okay, so what definitely is the big bargains today? Best mattresses, this is the best time to get a mattress. Best furniture sales or Shop Wayfair deals of the day. Bedding sales are 75% by shopping Brooklinen's Last Call. This is according to Forbes. Best appliance sale, Lowe's is offering up to 40% off of major appliances with even higher discounts available at checkout when you sign up for a free Lowe's discount. Best tech sale. Save up to 50% off top electronics from Apple, Samsung, HP, and more at Amazon, which is I may look into because I need a new computer. Best fashion sales, Abercrombie and Fitch. And best sneaker sale, Hoka, which people love. Some new styles to its sales selection, including the Clifton 9. I know some people just love Hoka because of the comfort. If you're looking into fitness, Peloton is offering up to $1,000 off equipment. And there you go. Some of the best things going on, you know.
You know somebody's got some great equipment and for working out and for the bikes and everything? The YMCA right here in town.
I know.
No, I mean it. They have, and they've got so many of them. That, you know, of course, I go in at 10 in the morning, but... they're never filled, but you know it's the equipment is really top notch there.
No, it really is. It's great to be back in the chair again, Carl. And currently, I forgot to tell
the weather.
I mean, it's really important. 44 degrees. If you're looking, it is a little damp on the ground, but it's still beautiful. I went out with the dog this morning in my robe. Oh boy, I'll tell you what, we had some skunk smell going on in the back, and I'm not talking about smoking skunk. I'm talking about animal skunk.
Yeah, that was pretty fierce out there.
So mostly cloudy with a high near 55 today, mostly cloudy tonight, with our overnight lows being 39. Maybe we need to go put the blanket back on the horse. Tomorrow, 62, with a slight chance of showers. Tomorrow night, 46. Wednesday is calling for showers once again, and that's about 90%. So Wednesday brings rain, clearing skies on Wednesday night. with our overnights around 40. Thursday looks like it's a sunny day. Looks like we don't have any rain in the forecast for Thursday and Friday. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends out in Anderson. Give them a call at 365-3793. A veteran-owned business where seniors and veterans always get great discounts. Let's take a break.
You got it. We'll be right back.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The Shasta College Community Education Catalog for spring-summer is out. You may have received a hard copy in your mailbox, or you can view all the courses online. If you're looking for some fun adventures, maybe you want to get in shape, or maybe you're looking to start a side hustle or new business. The community education courses have something for everyone. Check it out today at shastacollege.edu.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Gotta raise your hands up for that one. Okay, I would think that would be a great wake up. That would be a great wake up. You know how you have an alarm that has your favorite song.
Yeah. That's why she plays it. It's, you know, we did away with the other one into this one.
Because I don't even know what the other one was.
I can't remember now. It was, anyway, because this song came from that Night at the Roxbury. And if you haven't seen it, you don't have to. You just have to watch the part where they're, when they're playing the song and what Will Ferrell and the other guy are doing. You know, it's the way they bounce their heads. And so that's why Christina and I, and the other day somebody was in here and he was doing it too.
Yeah.
And then I think Sue was doing it.
Yeah.
We were all doing it. And, so anyway, hey, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. Carl and Linda Bott today, the 17th of February, 7:20 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Whoa. Let me tell you. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And let me tell you why they're the best in the North State for 3 years in a row. Customer service is unbelievable. I was in there on
Valentine's Day. This is what guys do. Chris, they always make the most money from guys that go in the day of. I've been told that by so many retailers. When guys come in and their eyes are as big as, I don't know, with the room, and they're like, oh, my God, it's 5 o'clock and it's Christmas Eve. I need something. And that's where they always make their bucks.
Well, usually I go to 7-Eleven for those. But
not me.
I know.
Before me.
Anyway, I was at Four Winds Jewelry. Rebecca was there. I just missed Leonard. He had headed off someplace else. And I have a vision in my mind of what I want to buy, and I'm looking around, and sure enough,
and there
it was.
You.
And Rebecca goes, I said, this is what I'm thinking of, and she looks at it, and she goes, Linda will like that. And I said, well, okay, I mean, it's not that you're picky, because you're not. But you do have things
am picky.
Well, okay.
Anyway, let's just say that. I'm very picky about my jewelry.
I selected this bracelet.
Yeah.
Native American style.
Yes,
with turquoise on it. And bought it at a very, very, very reasonable price.
I used to say you can never have too many diamonds or guns. Now I say, you know, you can bring in the... you know, the beautiful stones that are the Native American turquoise and silver. Just, I love it.
And so when I gave it to you
on
Valentine's Day, it was the day before I went in. But there were a lot of people in there. So
but you gave it to me Valentine's Day.
Of course,
yeah.
I gave it to you on Valentine's Day. And you really loved it.
I loved it. I love it. Yeah, I love
it. And that's the kind of service you get there because they're just really nice people. Their jewelry, which is just outstanding, is at very fair prices. And like I said, they've been voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. And I know why.
Thank you.
Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. Let me just throw this out first.
All right.
I don't watch NASCAR.
No.
I just don't. And it's not because I don't think it's a great sport, because, I mean, there's obviously millions of people that do.
Oh, boy.
But for some reason, yesterday, Linda and I thought, well, let's just watch NASCAR. And
then we watched it.
And we watched it because
it was NASCAR, like watching paint dry, and then you had to wait. The color changed.
500 miles, 1 mile track. But they're doing it around the track in, I don't know, 5 seconds. No, they're not that. But they're running at 188, 190 miles an hour, 170 miles an hour. I mean, bumper to bumper, three abreast. And let me tell you, there is something, since Linda and I were actually in a stock car race once.
Oh, please.
There is something about it. Of course, we weren't running at that speed.
Well, I would do it totally different today.
I know you would, but... and I didn't say that, but I'm just saying is that when you're running and you're running, three abreast coming up to a curve, that's exciting at our level. So you can imagine.
Unless you're strapped in the passenger seat.
We were running at about 70 miles an hour and you're coming up for something like that. But 180, 190. Anyway, so they got into this rain. Delay and it lasted for a couple hours, but the station or the ABC, CBS, right. whatever it was, they just keep playing it. You know, right. if there's a rain delay, guess what? They just keep,
right.
cause they're going to show you this race. So.
Which is great because we learned a lot and then they have to have, they have to stretch, they have to give you the color, they have to give you the footage.
Yeah.
They probably have the standby video just for that so they can run interviews, find out about, the people who are in the pits. I mean, I want to know how much it cost for an owner of a car, because one of the racers was an owner.
Jimmy Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He had his own racing team. But here's the thing is, the camera work, it was on Fox.
That's what
it was. The Fox local channel, not the news channel. The camera work at this NASCAR was so incredibly good. It was unbelievable. Not only that, but they have cameras in the car on the driver, but all around, looking forward, looking behind, and they can talk to them. Now their crews talk to them, of course, but while they're just kind of like sitting there, they can talk to them. Incredible driving, crashes, and coming into the last four laps, they were on a yellow, and then they turned them loose again. There were something like three Fords in the lead, followed by a Chevy and a bunch of Toyotas. But Fords had been in the front the whole time. They come around with about maybe a lap and a half, two laps going, and the final crash took out something like eight cars. And the Chevy snuck up and won, and then Toyota had the next three cars, and then I think it was a Ford. Not that that makes any difference, but the crashes that went out, and listening to some of the drivers afterwards, it'd be nice if he knew exactly how wide his car was so he wouldn't try to jam it in there. And some of them, I mean, it was, they were not giving.
They were bumping, and you know, I guess that's what it is when you get, you want to win.
At that level.
The same guy won 2 years in a row, and,
one guy,
so I'm looking
went,
up here.
One guy was in the wreck. His car front end lifted up. And when that happens, it's like, he said it because they talked to him afterwards. You wouldn't think he'd talk to anybody after this wreck.
Yes.
Because he went up in the air, turned around,
rolled,
slammed into the wall, slid down, flames, it was just sparks, coming down, and you think.
They took him off in an ambulance,
Well, they did that as precaution because he crawled out, and then they were talking to him live on the air probably within 10 minutes, and he said, with the new rule or something, he says, that car lifts up, it's like you're on a, it looks like you're on a sheet of plywood.
Right.
It just goes up. And there was.
It was impressive. The whole thing was impressive.
I don't watch that.
We turned it off because we were like, oh my God. Then we turned it on and it hasn't started again.
Yeah.
So it was an all day affair.
So really, we watched probably when you get all together on it, like 2 hours, maybe two and a half. But I recorded it. But see, because it lasted so long, I recorded the Daytona 500. But it stops recording at a certain point. But they still had 40 laps the last time I came on.
Yeah, right around the sixth, last six laps is when they had another.
Yeah,
it takes one guy to just bump and turn around, and then he wipes
everybody
out about
else.
Seven or eight cars. So I said, you could be the best. You're ready. And it's not even anything you're doing. The pack.
You're racing there at 188 miles an hour. You're 6 inches from the guy in front of you. You're doing everything you're supposed to. And there's another guy next to you. So you're running three abreast going down these straightaways. And then one person in the last wreck, they were talking about it before it happened. One of the commentators, who's a former NASCAR guy, says that car has been loose in the back end all day, and I'm not sure it can. I'm not sure he can race up there if he gets bumped.
And you know what happened?
He got bumped, and that was it. It wiped out four in the front.
Yeah. Well, Trump was there in the beast.
Yeah.
The beast evidently is his. I don't even know. I didn't see the Air Force One, but
that's his. limousine.
Yeah, but I mean, I think
they call it the beast the because beast, yeah. you'd have to hit it with a nuclear shot, yeah. you know, to get into it.
Yeah, but. And so he started off, and of course NASCAR, they love that. But I just looked up how much would it cost to race a NASCAR Cup or something. It says 25 to 30 million at the next tier of teams. So, you know, when you, and the amazing thing is that everywhere your eye can look, there's a sponsorship on the shoulder. Now, I mean, we're not talking just in the body, but everywhere in the car, everywhere inside the car, but the camera work and how they have their helmets. And like you said,
the
way that they're in yeah. the car, yeah. that we would have probably watched this 30 years ago and people would have died from those crashes.
Would have, well, yeah, there would have been people,
over
oh, no,
the
there
smash.
Would have been people hurt, but they, NASCAR every year, like last year, they had one where a guy slid into the infield and he hit the grass. It wasn't the infield, it was right next to the track. And he flipped something like 8 times. But so now what they did was they paved over the grass. So when somebody comes in there like that sliding, they don't flip. So it was an incredible race. And for somebody that doesn't know squat about it, we have friends, Bennett Gooch and his, and oh no, Bennett and his son and his wife,
Kim
Bennett and Kim and their son, he's Bennett.
Our former president of the Reading Rodeo.
Oh man, they are NASCAR people.
Oh,
and they were talking about they were talking about because we were all at the rodeo grounds on Saturday working. By the way, you have a new ADA ramp, you have new steps, and we're taking all the boards out that look slightly worn in the arena.
Okay, we got to take a break.
Anyway,
I know. Come back with all that good stuff.
But I didn't think I would get excited about NASCAR, and except for the fact that the camera work that they had out there,
the visuals
were just unbelievable.
They gave us a great insight of what's going on.
Okay.
And
we got to take a break. We
got a lot to come back with good stuff.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
And yes.
Just turns out that way.
Hey.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you'll see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at ShopBlackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, ShopBlackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 17th of February, 7:36 in the morning, and we just spent 15 minutes talking about NASCAR. So let's move on. Friday night, of course, it was Valentine's Day, and we went to, Sue, if you can hear us. I know you're out there. The Valentine's Day giveaway was a huge success. We, of course, were at Taroko's Grill because Pat was playing the piano, but Linda was going to sing, and she sang a number of songs. Place was packed, and our winners were there.
I got a chance
to talk to them, and they were so happy.
I saw the flowers too. Amazing.
Yeah, and
she picked out white and pink roses.
Yeah, and then they went to the chocolate after. They did the whole thing. I don't know where the truffles are.
I don't know where the truffles are, but I didn't ask.
Where are the truffles?
They have them.
Oh, they did. They got them too.
They came at 5 o'clock, and we didn't start playing till 6. And when Pat heard that, he came early because we came in at like 5:45. He said, "Why is he playing?" So he came over and he said, "Yeah, I knew that they were going to come early because she works." And she said, "We're older people."
They're not.
Even though they weren't.
They're young people.
Just tired.
She just said, "We don't want to be at 8 o'clock." The next reservation would have been at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So anyway, such
nice people. And Bill, you got such a, you know what, such, you know, your son is really, really a fine young man, and as is his wife. And Bill, who won it, gave it to them. And they're a tight family, and I think it's cool. But they were there. They really enjoyed it. The night was very nice. We were there with friends.
And the food is great.
The food was very good.
Yeah. So thank you for the package.
It was a huge success, that package. They really
wonderful.
We'll do that more.
I'm working on Mother's Day right now.
We'll know
by the end of the week what it's going to look like.
I want to for sure. I'm giving you a warning, early warning right now. A Veterans Day package. And part of it will be 2 tickets to the Marine Corps Ball on November 10th.
Ooh, that's great.
That's a privilege. That is wonderful.
We will get them at a table where there are some good people. So that's going to be part of it. 2 tickets to the Marine Corps Ball.
Oh, how neat. I'm working on something already in my head. Okay.
Okay.
Have a great time.
Thank you. Enjoy the show.
Okay, see what else we got here. Oh, hockey. Let's just talk about the Four Nations hockey.
More fighting.
The Four Nations, it's Canada, United States, and I'm not sure who the other two are. When they came out and they introduced, Canada was really an overwhelming favorite over the United States in this match. And they, when they came out and they played the Canadian national anthem, when they played the American anthem, national anthem, United States, the Canadians started booing. And you could see the players from the United States kind of looking at each other.
And, you know, and people were booing our national anthem. Okay. And then the game started. And in the first 9 seconds of the game, it was the oh yeah? Fool around and find out. The fights were on. Three fights. Two of them were brothers fighting the Canadians, and one was another guy. Three fights. Nine. I mean, they were just whacking at each other. It was great. And then the American team went on. It was almost like that Miracle on Ice. They beat the Canadians 3-1. So it was just listening to those young men. Oh, yeah? Yeah. You going to boo my national anthem? Okay. Drop your gloves. And, you know, it was.
I'm sorry.
I know I'm xenophobic. I'm so nationalistic and all that. But you don't like to hear you understand. You know, there's people going to boo your national anthem because they don't like what Trump did and all that. But our hockey team stood up. You know, if Trump's going to invite people to the White House, you ought to invite that hockey team. Come on down. Anyway, okay. I know.
Well,
I'm getting
giddy
here.
I'm sure that I'm just trying to. I always try to look at what the other side is feeling and to think that, you know, our country is, you know, saying, or our leader at this particular point that was elected is trying to say we want to make you the 51st state. And they're like, they're feeling treaded on.
Well, you know what?
So they're like, get out of here.
I understand it. And you know what? No, it isn't the fact I don't understand it. I just think it was funny, you know, that. You know, you could see the hockey players looking at each other when they were being booed, or when the national anthem was being booed. You could just see them. It didn't take. They skated out in the ice, gloves dropped, and they were the fight started. And it was. And there, I don't think there were any more fights.
Well, there were three fights in 9 seconds. Because I looked it up this morning about, you know, like I wanted to see it. Kind of like, you know, we watched NASCAR yesterday and again, we were talking about that, and oh my God, do we sound like redneck? We're looking at the fights, and we're looking at all the cars.
Let's wave those.
Yeah,
you know, that's the first NASCAR race I have ever seen in my life. Really, I never gone to one. you and I were in that one race, and it's a race we shall never talk about. But you know, but then the hockey team. Now,
can we just talk about that race?
What? Which one?
The one that we did where we got a truck and Richard, who's the jeweler from Four Winds Jewelry that made our wedding rings, is one of those, he's a guy that, they're stalkers. And when we're talking about stock car races,
not stalkers. They're stalkers.
Okay. When we're talking about those races that are in Anderson Fairground, these are guys that literally take chainsaws and cut their cars.
They cut the fender. It wasn't Richard. It was another guy coming down.
I don't care. I'm just telling you the feeling.
He cut the fender out with the chainsaw because it was rubbing.
They were definitely hardcore.
Yeah, it was tough.
We're talking, if you can think about the Bubbas of the Bubbas of the backwoods. And I grew up around that, so I'm calling it what it is. And
these guys, they're serious about their
Fred Lohman was down the street from us, and every time we drove by in Pleasant Valley, when I was talking about that earlier, my mom would say, because he had this junkyard, he had a gas station, but he had like 50, I don't know, 100, it's like a pick apart, you know, and so he was a stock racer like that, did all the, you know, built the cars and did all that at the fairgrounds.
Well, that was Richard and his wife, and they put together this truck for us, and we sold advertising on the truck to raise money for veterans, for a veteran cause.
Hand-painted sign.
People would, and we'd put their names on the truck. We had names. We talked about advertising. We had all over the truck.
Yeah.
We had names, and people had paid money.
They were hand-painted
all the money.
White paint. And
it was supposed to be, we were told, a celebrity race, quote celebrity.
Oh, please.
You know, it was going to be, you know, we thought that, you know, the other stations.
They
and
said,
all
oh,
that,
you're going to go just, you know, you're not going to go
like
very fast.
It's like 45 miles an hour.
There's bumper cars. And so we were literally strapped in, folks, you know, where they strap in right down by the crotch that with these straps that come over your arms.
The four-ways.
You're strapped down there.
The four-ways.
And then you're in a cage. And we went around and somebody bumped into us and our fuel. Whatever line
our
went
fuel
out.
Line,
and we had 99 laps that we, because there were 200 laps, Carl was going to do one, and I was going to do one. And we, in fact, as I'm talking about it now, I'm still having adrenaline. I have PTSD from that. I really still do.
I don't know why.
My toes are tingling.
I don't know why you're bringing it up, because
I wish I wouldn't.
I'm going to be paying for this for the next day. But you have to admit, it was exciting.
The last hundred. For you.
Well, you were trapped
because
in
what happens, you were supposed to run, do the first, and I was going to do the second. We 100. Thought, oh, we can do, yeah. 200 laps, by the way. Yeah. So the first 99, we couldn't leave.
Stuck on the infield.
Stuck with our butt hanging out, the tail of the truck, and people were going around us, and we couldn't do anything, and they were trying. We had no radio.
They should have stopped.
They were doing sign language.
They should
stay
have stopped.
Right there.
They should have stopped the race because it was the first lap and let us get pushed off the infield and back down into but they didn't.
So then we get back at wherever it was, where you're going to change drivers. And me, in my early days with Carl, I wouldn't do this today. I said, well, you didn't get to ride, so why don't you drive this one? And I was a prisoner where Carl became, he went back into what it was to be in the three-way SUVs back in Iraq in a Humvee and absolutely didn't hear me screaming and yelling and crying and pleading. And he went into that. Can you imagine? I was trapped. So afterwards.
I could hear it.
Yeah. No, you, yeah.
I could hear it.
So hey, I had people
racing.
Say to me with
we're
their eyes,
racing.
That was so dangerous. That was so dangerous. And I took you back and I said, you didn't even say thank you.
But we won the award for the best looking vehicle.
Oh my God, please. It was, anyway, we did it.
At the end, there weren't a whole lot of cars left, I will admit that.
Yep.
But that truck, if people were advertising on certain parts of that truck, you were not seeing it, but we had a fender get ripped off. I mean, it was.
But we had to have neck rolls.
Neck,
And head, and helmets. We had the whole thing.
Little suede booties. We come out there in our little red racing costume. Some other people wearing t-shirts and they're looking at us. And it was, we were cute. So,
then
I gave all of our stuff to Richard. And,
yeah.
So they could race. So anyway.
Well, we come back. Let's talk about the five things you need to know today. Because we've had a good time today talking about all the races and what's happened over the weekend. But there's a lot of shakeup that's going throughout the world right now. And I don't even like watching the news because it's upsetting to me about there is – it's as if the world has been turned upside down and shaking out. And people are your cheese has been moved. Comfort zones have changed. Firings have happened. It's hard to even read the headlines, but we are going to talk about five things you need to know today off of, I like to read the CNN, five things that you need
to
know.
We'll be right back. That's what you're trying to say.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality?
At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios down here on Market Street.
It looks like
a nice day out there right now. 17th of February, 7:51 in the morning, and Carl and Linda Bott. And this portion of the show brought to you by
Crackmaster. You know, he knows Jeff Master. You know,
Jeff
Master. Hey, he is the master. Jeff at Crackmaster, he runs the business. Has this great garage you pull in. And he does the work in one day. And, I just think about staying local where somebody's going to, he guarantees his work. He's going to do you right. You know, you got a chip, you got a crack. Hey, we're going to be going from air conditioning here before you know it, where it's anything that's extreme, if you've got a chip or a crack. So we talked about this before, that if you're going in and out, you're putting the heater on, with your car that's cold, that chip is going to, going into a crack, and it's going to grow. So don't fool around with your family safety. Get it repaired the proper way, and that's the Crackmaster way. So give him a call. He can do up to 24 inches. Bring your car in for a free inspection, and you can go to Jeff at 3208 Market Street, or you can give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today.
Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
That's it.
Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business.
Okay, so today when we talked about, this is something that I think makes me feel, unrestful is the word.
Uneasy.
Uneasy. When you have all these federal firings and you have companies that have been embedded in a certain way, and I know they're going in, but it's almost as if when you break the plate, can you put the pieces back together, or what? Do you know what I'm saying? Where you're always going to have the seams and the cracks, but it just feels like a major implosion. So less than 3 weeks after a deadly mid-air collision over Washington, hundreds of Federal Aviation Administration employees are being fired. That scares me. The FAA is the latest critical government agency impacted by widespread job cuts in the federal workforce. Many of the probationary employees being terminated include those who maintain radio and computer systems and develop new flight procedures.
Wait a minute. First of all, all air traffic controllers are exempt from being fired.
The firings do not include air traffic controllers.
That's right. They don't.
Who are in short supply amid a decades-long traffic staffing shortage.
Yep, and it's been like that for a number of administrations. And the most ludicrous thing I ever heard was that crash that with the helicopter and that commuter jet coming in, which was terribly tragic, and they're going to find out hopefully what happened soon here. They tried to blame it on Trump and the new Department of Transportation secretary who had just been sworn in that day. I'm not sure how you can do that, because you can't. But that's, you know, that's the craziness that's out there. Now, I've been reading stories, you know, from people that are park rangers mm-hmm. that are working for the VA, and they, you know, mm-hmm. it's, they all say kind of the same things. I mean, it's almost like it's been,
well,
they're all saying the same things. I've lost my job, and that's terrible. But you've got, you know, it's just one side of it. I mean, where were they working? And
is it going to affect veterans' benefits?
Well,
Well,
I'm looking at something right now the Army did when they took away the basic allowance for subsistence. They redirected it into other areas. And it's the junior military. You know, your E1s to E4s, they're on food stamps. They've got food pantries on bases, and they're not getting, I mean, because, and the orders just went out, cut the price of the commissary prices, you know, where they get their food mm-hmm. by 25%. And it had a number of things to try and take away food insecurity from your military. Why is the military, these young men, you know, these young men and women?
That's one of the outrages.
So I will tell you is that an E1 getting married and then having a child, they don't make enough money for that.
Well,
and, I mean, they just don't. But still, they're living on base. There should not ever be a problem with food.
Well, we have some friends that are from a different state, and she was – ran the VA in that particular city, and we are reading the stuff that they're writing, and she's just like, you know, oh, our veterans, oh, our poor veterans. So okay, number two, I know that things flush out. I mean, it's extreme. I don't know. I just, it makes my stomach upset, but, Ukraine, European leaders will hold an emergency summit on Ukraine and their continent security today as concern grows that President Donald Trump's push to work with Russia to end the war has left Kyiv and Europe isolated. The summit comes before U.S. and Russian officials meet in Saudi Arabia for talks on ending the war, which sources told CNN. Severe weather, millions of people under flood warnings. Oh, my God, Kentucky, pray for Kentucky. At least 10 people are dead and thousands in the region are without power. Water levels reach historic highs in Kentucky, where emergency responders performed over 1,000 rescues in under 24 hours. Meteorologists say around 10 million people are under winter storm warnings for upstate New York to New England with an Arctic blast. We've had severe weather. Huge.
We've had a lot of rain. There's something like, we usually get 2 inches of rain in January. We got something like 10. You know, that's why Lake Shasta was full. It's like Quet Deswick and all the others. That's why they're letting so much water out. We have friends who, the rivers come all the way up and the river's like 100 yards from their back door.
Yeah.
And it's come up to, covered the bridge they have there. The bocce ball court may be underwater.
Floating.
Yeah, no.
It is underwater.
Well, there's a lot of water going down there.
The USDA has issued a conditional license for bird flu vaccine for use in chickens amid an outbreak that's ravaging poultry flocks, contributing to the high price of eggs.
Wait a minute. How much did you pay for
18
eggs?
Okay, so I was at Holiday, which, you know, the prices are more expensive at Holiday.
Yeah.
I was down in Palisadero in my mud boots. You know, sometimes you just kind of, now I could have gone with, I think the least expensive was either $5.99 or $7.99 for a dozen. And I just went for 18 because we haven't bought eggs for a week because the last store we were at didn't have them. They were out. So, you know, and I like hard-boiled eggs and eggs every day. And I know you can go to Costco and there's other places.
It was how much?
But I got, you know, organic, and it was $12.99 for 18 eggs at Holiday. Oh. And I didn't get the top of the line either. I just got 18 eggs. I said, I know I've never in my life, there could have been, you could have bought 5 dozen eggs for that. I don't know. Maybe I just didn't look at the prices as much as I should have, but I could have bought, like I said, a $5.99. Anyway, talking about the bird flu, Pat Hart just walked in.
You have 25 seconds. You better talk about it.
Let's see. NBL All-Star Game. Stephen Curry wins MVP. William Byron is Daytona 500, wins second consecutive year. And finally, the man who lost Bitcoin in landfill wants to buy the garbage dump.
He lost his hard drive, went into this,
yes,
went into the landfill.
$800 million in Bitcoin.
He wants to buy the landfill. Yeah. All right, we got to take a break, and we'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Kremlin says Foreign Minister Lavrov is leading a high-level Russian delegation to Saudi Arabia for talks with senior U.S. officials, including Secretary of State Rubio. Among other things, they'll discuss how to end the war in Ukraine. They'll also lay the groundwork for a Trump-Putin meeting. European leaders are in Paris, an emergency meeting focusing on the Trump administration's stance on Ukraine.
French officials are trying to make this emergency summit sound almost routine, an informal opportunity for European leaders to discuss a joint response to America's abrupt and unilateral moves to end the war in Ukraine. The French foreign minister told a radio station here that we must keep our cool and not be intimidated. But there is no hiding the anger and the confusion triggered by Washington's suggestion that it may sideline both Europe and Ukraine to cut a peace deal directly with Russia's President Putin.
The BBC's Andrew Harding. Devastating flooding has claimed at least 9 lives in Kentucky. President Trump has approved the state's request for a federal disaster declaration. And Governor Andy Beshear says a winter storm could add to the misery starting tomorrow and into Wednesday. One death in Georgia blamed on the weather. The president's slashing of the federal workforce goes on, and more job cuts are expected to be announced this week.
Efforts to shrink the size of the government payroll reached the Food and Drug Administration over the weekend. Sources say recently hired employees at the FDA who review the safety of food ingredients, medical devices, and other products were fired on Saturday evening. Meanwhile, there are reports that the IRS will lay off thousands of probationary workers as soon as this week. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's President's Day. That means there will be no mail delivered today. The post office is closed. Most of the banks closed as well, and the stock market has the day off. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee we take you as a client. We'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
Congo's government says Rwanda-backed rebels have occupied a second major city in the mineral-rich eastern part of Congo.
Standing before crowds of Bukavu residents, M23 rebel leader Bernard Maeshi Biamungu said they were in the city to restore order after it was abandoned by Congolese forces. The M23 leader has been sanctioned by the UN Security Council for rights abuses, but stood in front of the South Kivu's governor office telling residents they've been living in a jungle. Congo's government vowed to regain control of Bukavu, but there was no sign of soldiers, as many had fled alongside thousands of civilians. The fighting has displaced more than 6 million people in the region, creating the world's largest humanitarian crisis. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Chinese President Xi has met with the country's top business leaders, including Alibaba founder Jack Ma.
The Chinese government trying to revive a struggling economy. News and analysis, townhall.com. A military aid initiative is coming under scrutiny.
A new report finds that out of $225 million collected by the United States Army for a food program for soldiers last year, only $74 million actually went towards food. The money is taken from their BAS payments. It's used to cover residents and food costs. The Military.com report found that Fort Stewart, Georgia, obtained $17 million from soldiers, but only spent $2.1 million on food, meaning 87% of food funds were redirected to other projects. The investigation comes amid reported food shortages at Fort Carson, Colorado, where some soldiers say that one dinner consisted of lima beans and toast. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
West Texas seeing the largest measles outbreak in almost 30 years. 48 confirmed cases. State health officials say the infected either unvaccinated or vaccination status is not known. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda ran off because we have Lions Heating and Air is rolling through. They're doing their quarterly checkups on all of our systems there. Lions Heating Air, just really, really good people. Been with us a long time, and we've been with them a long time. Today, the 17th of February, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina, good morning.
Very good morning.
Besides it being President's Day, what else? Is there another day out there?
Sure. There's always some national
day. There's always some national day.
Sometimes I'm embarrassed to read them, but today is National Cabbage Day.
Cabbage Day. Okay. Here's my cabbage story. Because sauerkraut's made from cabbage.
Kimchi is made from cabbage.
And I have a friend, Kurt, you know who you are out there, makes the best sauerkraut I have ever tasted. Homemade in dill pickles. And Saturday when I was working down at the rodeo grounds, he showed up with a jar of sauerkraut and a jar of pickles. Because I went through the sauerkraut just like, poof, gone. Yeah, add kibasa to it. And it's great. And then in Korea, their national dish is kimchi, which is made with cabbage. And it's buried in these ceramic or clay pots and there's hot peppers put in there.
And it sours.
And about 12 pounds of garlic. I mean, you get into a bus in Seoul, and it's, you know, when they've got the heat going on because it's cold there. The aroma of garlic is unbelievable. So I had some of that Friday at Taroko's kimchi.
Oh.
And I really, really like it. I will go to, you know, Asian restaurants, and if they offer it, I'll get a side order of it. Huh. I like it. And so, it's National Cabbage Day, so I'm happy. Oh, and coming up next month, corned beef and cabbage. Whoa. Once a year.
One of my faves.
Once a year. Okay.
I actually went to school to learn to make kimchi and sauerkraut.
Is that right?
Well, yeah.
Hold that thought, because I'm going to have you... You went to school to learn how to make kimchi?
And sauerkraut.
Wow.
It was a fermenting class, and it was all day, and we sliced, et cetera.
Pull that up a little bit.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Okay, let's go for the weather. Today, mostly cloudy with a high near about, 55, and tonight a little around 39. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high near 62. Wednesday, it looks like showers mainly after 4 p.m., and then Wednesday night, sunny on Thursday, however, and Friday, Saturday, mostly sunnies with the mid to high 60s and lows in the mid to high 40s. And Sunday, a slight chance of showers, but still with a high near 67 and some sun. So it's typical winter weather, a little rain, clouds, sun.
A little Sacramento River flooding.
A little Sacramento River flooding. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, an Anderson-based business, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and they just treat their customers so well. Been in the business 30 years, and they are just a super family, the Kenny family. Third generation of Kennys in that family. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. So here I am with the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and Susan Wilson.
And it's Black History Month.
Yes, it is.
It is Black History Month.
Were you in the protest this week?
No, I wasn't.
You weren't?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I had a bad cold. I did have an excuse for not going.
I had a cold. You know what? There was times you would have been, you could have lost, you know, two toes off your foot, and you'd been out there.
Yeah,
At a time.
I mean, in my day, in my old hippie day when I was at Berkeley, you know, I did quite a bit of objecting about
Berkeley.
Something or the other.
Berkeley.
Yeah,
they're going to have to do a deep research on you.
But I graduated from Davis. So, yeah, I mean, there's some balance here. There's balance.
You were there. I mean, were you a part of the, you know, the Seminese Liberation Movement? Yes. When did you go through there?
The late 60s.
Whoa!
That's how old I am. Actually, I was only two when I was in college. No.
Yes, that's it. You were ahead of your time.
Yes.
Okay. So what do you think about everything going on?
Well, and that one of the things...
Are you happy that, you know, now that you voted for Trump, that you're getting what you want?
Well, I didn't vote for Trump, as we know. But it's certainly been interesting. It's been interesting.
Isn't it refreshing when a president does what he says he's going to do?
Yes, he is doing what he said he was going to do, and I don't think anybody really believed he was going to do what he said he was going to do, but he's doing what he said he was going to do.
So, gosh, imagine that. You know, somebody that actually, whether you agree with him or not, that's what he ran on, and gosh, by golly, he won. He won the popular vote and Electoral College.
Right. And that's one of the things I was sort of aiming for today in our discussion. And actually it came up when I was doing my Black History sort of look at, you know, what would be different about Black History and Black History Month. And the Electoral College is really based on a history with getting votes for the South because of their large population of enslaved peoples. You know, and so when they developed it in the late 1700s, actually early 1780s, the South had to battle.
Did not count slaves or
no? They didn't count slaves, and then
they were three fifths of a person.
They became three fifths of a person.
Horrible.
Yeah, it was not a
but
good
that
system.
That was back in the 1700s. But,
right, and so you know, there's a lot of pressure these days to think about how to do the electoral how to do the election of the president in a positive, vote-respecting way. Does that make sense? And some people feel that the Electoral College and the way it was built back in the 1780s no longer is exactly appropriate. You know, for example, we have tried to give Black people the vote.
We have tried.
I'm going to finish it. Let me finish my sentence. Okay. We have tried to give Black people the vote right after the Civil War.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yep.
There was a vote. They got to vote themselves the way they wanted to. And then Jim Crow came along, and there was a little bit of messing around with votes.
There's a lot of messing around with votes.
And then in 1964-65, Civil Rights Act helped.
It did. Passed by the Republicans, fought by the Democrats.
Well, you know.
Look at your history. You know that's true.
I know. I'm not talking party politics. I'm talking getting Black people to vote.
Right. But
you know.
But it was supported by a party that said this has got to change.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make that point.
you know, I would say party politics changes a lot. You know, the Democrat today was not the Democrat yesterday.
Oh, my gosh, no.
And the Republican today was not the Republican yesterday. So,
for the most part.
Yeah. I mean, I can shock the pants off you and say I was once a registered Republican.
Mm-mm.
Today
that
I'm not.
That,
any
that doesn't surprise me because all of the North State, this used to be a solid blue area up
mm-hmm,
here.
Mm-hmm.
They were strong union people and all that.
Uh-huh.
And yet, over the years, the Republican Party left you, the Democratic Party left the people up here.
Uh-huh.
That's what it comes down to.
So it's really interesting. But I think that's how I got into this whole thinking about the Electoral College.
Okay,
again.
Well, hold that thought, uh-huh. and we'll come back and we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
About the Electoral College. And let me see. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Started in 1993 by Judy Maxwell and has been helping people, veterans, business owners, families since then. Two separate divisions, one for insurance, one for financial management. And if you were tuned in the other day when Judy Maxwell was on talking about insurance, there are so many things going on out there. As you know, State Farm just asked for a 22% increase on premiums. There are so many questions about it, and you've probably got questions about your insurance. Well, then give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. Either she or one of her experts will sit down and talk to you about it. It's a free review. It's a free evaluation of what you have. And maybe there's a better way of doing it. Give her a call, 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to the Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back after these messages with Susan Wilson.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect
perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 17th, February 20th, 8:20 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hey, you know what? For non-life-threatening emergencies, use Get Care Now to reserve an ER treatment time. Say you just got the flu and you're feeling bad and you want it, but you have to go down there because it always happens on Saturdays or Sundays and you can't see your doctor. Well, why don't you wait from the comfort and safety of your home and arrive at your projected treatment time? It's quick and easy. Visit the website at ShastaRegional.com and click the Get Care Now tab. So, okay, we know we can, you know, in 2 hours show up. Yeah, you just sit at home where you're uncomfortable, but it's better being uncomfortable at home than being uncomfortable at...
in the uncomfortable chairs.
In the ER. Now, this is not for life-threatening emergencies. No, no, no. Just come straight in. You're seen right away. Shasta Regional. I'm here with Susan Wilson from the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and she's going to try to convince me why the Electoral College is bad.
Yes. That would be the quick answer. Mm. One factoid that you might want to know is the first 10 presidents of the United States were slave owners. Just... And
yeah.
Part of that was
back
because of the way.
Yeah,
back in
that
the
1700s. Society. That was society.
So it showed that. But it shows
it
the
not
effect.
Right.
Yeah.
But
it shows the
that
effect.
That was society
yeah.
back then. But I bet you the last 30 haven't been.
Well, I would hope not. I'll just put it there. I would hope not.
Are you accusing President Trump of. No, you're not.
No, no.
Okay.
I wouldn't accuse anybody of that. So one of the...
Talking to that little red thing there, you know, red covered mic, because when you put your head down, we can't hear you.
I know.
Okay.
That's because I'm short today.
okay,
so I wanted to talk about the Electoral College. There have been movements many times to say, let's get rid of the Electoral College. It's based on an old way of doing it, which wasn't very valid at the time because it was based on slavery and stuff like that. So one of the things that has popped up is this thing that they call, actually I was going to hand you this so that you would have it, that's called the national popular vote, interstate compact. So the compact is really an interesting approach because it doesn't require a change in the Constitution. I think everybody says it's hard to change our Constitution. Hard to change the Constitution.
Yeah,
hard to change
the way.
Two-thirds
of the states, two-thirds
yeah,
of the Senate.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
we know that it's very difficult.
It should be.
However, one of the big issues these days is the fact that... 5 times in our history, actually, she's looking for her stuff. 5 times in our history, the popular vote has not been the winner of the election, but the Electoral College has determined the winner of the election. And it's interesting. I mean, some of them were from the olden days, 1824, 1876, which was kind of an interesting one, 1888, and then, of course, we've had two quite recently, 2000 and 2016. And 2000 was Gore Bush, and 2016, of course, was Clinton Trump. And this is not a move against Trump having won in the Electoral College. That's not the issue here. The issue here is one person, one vote.
This is not a democracy.
No, this is not a democracy.
It's a republic, Susan.
Well.
And let me tell you, when you go to this, a democracy, when you get that one person, one vote, brings you slavery, brings you Jim Crow laws. And does my vote in California does not count.
It doesn't count.
It does not
count.
And you know why?
It doesn't count.
Because of this compact you're talking about. Why are 45% of the people's votes in California don't count in the presidential election?
Well, right now with the Electoral College, they certainly don't count.
Well, yes, they do. If you said you will give a percentage, if 45% of the people
and
vote,
I like that
vote
too.
For A, and 45% people or 55% of the people vote for B, you 45% of the Electoral College should go to those 45%. So it doesn't make any difference who I vote for. I could vote for Mickey Mouse. It makes no difference because in California it's this winner take all.
Well, you haven't heard me the rest of my discussion, but I would agree with you on that. I mean, ideally, that's how it would work. I think ideally that's how it would work, but it doesn't work that way.
Of course not. It's a power thing by the people in charge of the states. In this case, the Democrats. Electoral College is built to protect everybody from Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania to California, to I-5 on California, it protects their rights. That's why South Dakota gets, they get their electoral college votes. That's why there's two senators from South Dakota and two senators from California.
So, and it's important that people understand about the Electoral College that the number of electors in a state is established every time we do the census, so mm-hmm. every 10 years, mm-hmm. So everybody gets at least two for their senators and at least a breakdown according to the number of people they have. So if you look at how we do it with the Electoral College, for example, did I hand you this?
Turn her up a little bit, will you? No, you didn't hand me that.
Okay, let me hand you this. It is better. If you look on the where it says one person, one vote, your objection on the top, it shows that Florida, for example, has 29 electoral votes, and each elector represents 743,000 people. Okay, all right. But then you look at Wyoming, which has 3 electoral votes, and their vote represents only 192,000 people. And that's the reason that we have now what we call the swing states, because there are some states which don't have very many electoral votes, some of them, and they really become important.
Well, I would say Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Arizona,
Florida.
In this case, Florida's no longer a swing state.
No.
Nevada, let me see what else, Michigan.
Arizona,
and I mean, they've become swing states only because they're no longer safely in the side of whatever party.
Right, and is it right to have them in the right in a specific side, or is it right for the people in the state to have a specific side?
They did.
Because
they voted.
Yeah, well,
they vote for the Electoral College. This is popular vote. All they're doing is voting for the Electoral College. You know that.
Right, but it's we have the Electoral College has become a all for the winning person. I mean, you can have one vote more than the other guy. I read something where 14,000 votes changed one of these elections, the recent one. I think it was the Clinton-Trump one last time.
Well, look,
and that's really important to know that.
I didn't hear people wanting to do away with the Electoral College when Biden won. See, I only hear this if Republicans win.
Oh, I
mean, not you personally.
Not me.
But after any time the Republicans win, they want to do it with Electoral College. And and why does South Dakota have two senators? They shouldn't have two senators. California should have four senators. And South and North Dakota should just have one senator.
I know.
Well, why do we have two senators?
We
have two senators?
Because that's what the Constitution decided.
That's right.
And the reason
why
they did it was to equalize the power of each state to some degree.
There you go.
You know?
There you go.
And that was, can you imagine becoming a free country and in the 1700s and never having had a president, figuring out how you're going to select that person? I mean, I think, you know, they did the best they could at the time. Now, we're looking at the Electoral College. A lot of people are looking at the Electoral College.
The ones who lost the election are looking at the Electoral College.
I think some of this stuff has been around for a long time. I do.
It is. In 2020, they looked at it. 2016, they looked at it. And now they're looking at it.
2012, they looked at it in 2008 and 2004 because it has become an issue. Now that we have the data to look at it more.
Well, the data, the thing about, first of all, again, the United States is not a democracy. It's a republic. A democracy has a tendency to be a mob at times. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
You can vote in anything. Whoa, if that's the case, then we can go back to segregated schools. If that's what they vote for.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that's where, we keep talking about a wonderful democracy we are, and we have a wonderful country, but it's a republic, and there's a reason for that, and that's the reason you have electoral colleges. So if we didn't have electoral college, there would be nobody going to South Dakota, no presidential election going to South Dakota. Where would all the money be spent? I mean, seriously, it would be spent on the East Coast. It'd be spent in Texas. Because they got a lot of votes, and on the left coast here, because that's where all the people are. Everybody in between, it just doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't matter now. I mean, it doesn't matter now.
Obviously it does, because that's the ones that elected the president. Everybody from east of or west of Pennsylvania, including Pennsylvania, to the I-5 elected Trump. Well, a lot of people knows, you know, in California voted for him, too.
Yeah. So two states.
No, you're not addressing that. I'm trying to agree
with you in a way.
Okay.
So two states, Nebraska and Maine, have already moved to the split electoral vote, you know, depending on on how your electoral votes are set up.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so there are two. So that is another way that people are looking at the Electoral College.
Well,
and doesn't require a constitutional amendment.
Right. Well, I just think is if you go into this thing where it's one vote, I mean, you've just negated the flyover area of this country, as the Democrats have called it. You know, where you fly over the Midwest, you fly over the Northwest, you fly over... Because all the votes, the vast majority of the votes, are in the big cities, and not in Ames, Iowa. But Ames, Iowa ought to have a say, and they do with the Electoral College.
I agree that everybody ought to have a say.
Okay, we've got to take a break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lecky Miller's. Has been around since 1960. Yeah, that's right. Founded in 1960. They've been in the same spot there since 1967. They occasionally paint it so it looks nice. And it does look nice. Cypress Square Barbershop. I've been going there since I moved to Redding in 2007. Never had a bad haircut. I really enjoy it there. I enjoy the barbers. I enjoy the atmosphere. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and great haircuts. And I make an appointment like I'm going to do today. I call 530-244-9478. Walk in,
get a great haircut, walk out, or you can just walk in. If they've got an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. It's not a hair salon. All right, it's not a hair salon. It's a barber shop. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Susan Wilson, one of my favorite people.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Attention hunters! Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Redding at 3058 Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Shop Blackburn.com or buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And today, the 17th, 8:38 in the morning, and it's about, oh gosh, what is it out there? About 42 degrees out there. Something like that. Yeah, 43 degrees. And I am here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and we are
battling a friendly
debate over Electoral College. And as I've pointed out, it only comes up when the Republicans win. It never comes up when the Democrats win. And I swear to you, and you know this is true, if Kamala Harris had won Electoral College and Trump had won the popular vote and Trump had won the Electoral College, this would not have come up.
It's possible. Yeah, anyway. I think there are a lot of people who worry about voting, and I think that a lot of people have said the Electoral College is not the most efficient way to reflect the voting of the folks in the state, and it came up because twice recently. I mean, there was Gore Bush. And now we have Trump, Clinton.
Yeah.
And it just makes people go, are we getting it right or do we need to look at it again?
We go back to a republic. We are not a democracy.
What's the difference for you between a republic and a democracy?
A republic is votes by your representatives. A democracy is a direct ballot from the people. Mm-hmm. And the difference is one person, one vote. When it becomes that, then there are so many ways it can be used incorrectly. And let's go back to what you said. Mm-hmm. Why did we need a Civil Rights Act? Because mm-hmm. laws were passed in various places, mainly the South, that made it very difficult for African Americans to vote. That's right. And that was under a democracy.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were a republic even back then.
I know that. But those were state rights. Mm-hmm. But it took a federal law. So you can't do that. You have to integrate your schools and all that. You know what? Mm-hmm. And it was right. I've gone to segregated schools when mm-hmm. I lived down south. That's just the way it was. And when they passed that and became then integrated schools, a couple of the schools that were down there, they just shut down because they were combining the schools mm-hmm. into one school. Mm-hmm. So you had your black mm-hmm. and your white children in it. Okay. But going back to the fact that Electoral College was put there to balance, because we are a republic, we vote for
an elector.
An electoral group mm-hmm. from our state who then goes in and puts their votes in.
Yeah, and actually we each vote for an elector.
Yeah.
When we write down Kamala or Trump,
yeah.
I mean, the elector from my area
Why not Kamala or Donald?
I think Trump. I think Trump goes with him quite well.
I think you should go. Why not the Don? Okay, I'm just kidding here.
So one of the things that has taken hold is this whole national popular vote interstate compact.
Yeah.
And I think it's an interesting choice of ways to do this. And what they're saying is that you vote for your elector just like you always did. Okay, we're electing a person, but what happens is let's take California. So after they vote for their electors, which would be 52 because two of them were senator ones. So after in California we vote for these 54 electors, then what happens is if the rest of the country under their electors, if I can never always get this exactly right.
There's a problem right there.
So
it's too difficult.
So what happens is when all the votes are counted and we're working out the Electoral College, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we voted as the Electoral College. Then we would, each state would say, okay, here are my votes by the people for the electors. So really they're looking at the election in two ways. One is voting for electors and one is the popular vote. Okay. So in California, when our electors say, okay, we're Republican, probably never happened for a while.
It hasn't happened and it won't. My vote does not count.
Yeah.
In this state.
And so.
Except on local elections.
And so then.
Doesn't count in the presidential election, let me put it that way.
Yeah. Presidential elections are different than the rest of the elections, and it's important that people understand that.
No, rest of your votes.
So with the compact, what has happened is people are looking at the way that their votes are counted, and they count if, when the election is over and we have a president, all the votes for the president, states like California have said, we will contribute all our votes, not electoral votes, but all our national popular vote into the puddle of votes so that we never again have it happen that a person gets elected by the Electoral College without winning the national popular vote. And I think that that's not a bad idea at all.
You've taken away my right.
No, I've given you your right back.
No, because what they just said is all of our votes would go into the popular vote. All? That's what you said. Does that mean my vote goes in, say, for it would have gone into elect VP Harris? Would that have been part of the popular vote? See, that I've noticed that all the jurisdictions that have adopted his compact are Democrat and liberal. Haven't seen any others. And there's not enough electoral votes, according to your own stuff here, from the remaining blue states to achieve the required majority.
Right. And I think that that's really important when, you know, people keep saying if all the states vote, people say that the Electoral College unbalances the voting.
No, because that's the way it was set up. That's under the Constitution. If anything, people trying to change
it. So in California, where let's say you're voting for Trump and I'm voting for Kamala Harris.
I vote for the person I think is going to do the best job, whether I don't care what party they are.
Well, I'm reduced to the point where I vote for the person that I think is going to do the least damage to our country.
I don't know how many there are. Okay, all right.
I know. But I just think that that is a way to also, you know, there are other ways than to having an electoral college. You know, we talked about Nebraska and Maine, and we've tried to talk about national popular vote.
And now we have to talk about a break.
Good.
And we will be right back after these messages.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. Yeah, Mother Freedom rings their bell loud in this studio. 17th of February, 8:51 in the morning. Tomorrow, Reading Rancheria joins us with an update about everything that's going on out there. I think I'm going to reach out. I'm going to, you know what? I want to get Randall Hempling back in here because I tell you what, that man lets it fly. And he and I had lunch the other day, just had a great time talking about everything. That man is truly a renaissance man. Anyway, so I know you're listening right now, Randall, so I'm inviting you to come on tomorrow at 7 and be my guest from 7 to 8. All right, I'm here with Susan Wilson.
Maybe he doesn't get up at 7. You never know.
Oh, that man is walking uphill miles at that time. I'm here with Susan Wilson of Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. They have no respect for the Constitution, however. I'm just kidding. This is a League of Women Voters initiative, isn't it?
No, not necessarily, League is certainly involved in it.
The things I'm seeing in here and some of the half-truths says League of Women Voters on it.
Some of it says League of Women Voters on it.
Oh, this one page has got it all over.
Oh, yeah. I just pulled that one because it had that one.
The Electoral College is an antiquated system created as a compromise to satisfy slaveholders that decreases voter turnout. Well,
I mean, in California.
That's no longer going on.
In California, do you know when you vote for, let's say, you voted for Trump. Do you know that there's a huge probability that even though you voted and maybe the vote was even fairly close, all the electoral votes went to X.
Yeah, I know. No, I know that.
And so, you know, there has to be another way to do that. There has to be another way.
Well, I have argued against, you know, because we are a republic, that this one person, one vote isn't, you know, I don't agree with it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the founding fathers. And Randy Hempling said he can be on tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
But he has an 8 o'clock appointment for his car, so I'll have to turn loose like 10 till. Good. We'll see you tomorrow then, buddy. Let's go on to something else.
Okay.
I mean, you're never going to convince me, nor most of the people in the United States, doing with electoral. Plus, doing with electoral college, that takes a movement of. That's a constitutional amendment.
I would say, you know, there are 18 states who have moved into this national popular vote interstate compact, and the way you participate in that compact is that your state agrees to participate in that compact. And they have 209 now of the electoral votes in that compact, which doesn't mean that that they're all going to vote one way. What it means is they all commit to contributing their voting.
Well, let's look at them.
Okay.
Wow. They're all liberal.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. It's Maine, Minnesota, Oregon, New Mexico, Delaware. I mean, 209, that's about how many votes she, that's about how many electoral college votes she got, right? She wouldn't.
I don't even remember,
like that,
to be honest, but it was something
like that.
Let's
go to the phones.
Okay.
Randy, tell me why I'm wrong.
I'm not going to tell you why you're wrong, but if you ask me to be there at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, I can.
Oh!
Hi, Randall.
But I have to leave, at 7:45 because I have a car appointment.
Well, that's what I said. Turn you loose.
Oh, yeah. Well, here, one of the things, first of all, I have to correct you. The Daytona track is 2.5 miles long, and you said it was 1 mile.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? I was going to mention that before the show was over, but thank you.
Yeah, it's easy math. 200 laps to go 500 miles. It's got to be, you know, 2.5 miles.
Yeah. Okay, I got it.
You got that.
Okay.
And then you said all the Jim Crow, you know, that happened under democracy. No, it didn't. We've always been a republic. State legislatures and the courts and all that did.
No, that's what I said. That's what democracy did. It was the individual states that did this. It wasn't the federal government.
Well, democracy, no, we are a republic at every level, not just the federal government. We're a republic here in California. We elect we elect people to represent us.
Right.
So all of those things happened under republic. So, yeah, so you want me to come in and bring some history and political science books or something? What do you want?
Just come in.
I'll come too.
just come on in. No, the federal government passed the Civil Rights Act because people and their legislatures, based on their voting, brought Jim Crow laws in.
That's right. Well,
yeah. Okay, you can say, okay, I understand what you're saying, and I agree. No, I just, what I meant was it happened at the state legislature.
Yeah.
But election processes are determined at the state level.
That's true.
Right, Randall?
Well, but not for president.
That's at the national level.
Yeah, the processes of how it's done, but the end result and the tools that can be used to determine.
Okay. I got to run. You're going to have your shot tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, he enjoys this.
That's great.
Give him something to do.
I always enjoyed the time that I think I sat on one of his boards or something. Was he?
This guy's been in. You know, this thing I just saw that I just saw a letter or an article about how we're cut back on, because they're cutting back on they said research. It's not the research. It's all everything that goes along with the research, the buildings, you know, salaries, and all that. And Randall was a part of this, I think, partnership health plan that returned millions of dollars back to the people because their overhead cost
was
at 4%, where everybody else by law, I think it was either 10 or 12%. Mm-hmm. That's literally hundreds of millions of dollars. And so you're not cutting back research. What you're doing is you're cutting back, you know, so much of it has to go to the research, which means less profits.
Yeah. So, I mean, one way I always think about this is we don't need to think how much administration needs. We need to think how much people need, and and then the administrative stuff.
And this guy, the guy that was writing the article, of course, was big in this, you know, in this medical association and all these things. But that's the bottom line: is the money and partnership health plan proved that you can run a very good, a well-administered plan and return hundreds of millions of dollars back into for the people and the doctors that are doing it. And doesn't have to be overhead. It should be a model for all of California.
Well, and I think some organizations work really hard to do it, and I think partnership's one of them. And I think we're very lucky to have partnership in Shasta County.
We are. Okay. We got to run. Like I said, tomorrow we have Red and Rancheria and Randall Hempling, who will sit
where Susan
today
is sitting
and,
today.
And beat me up for the whole 45 minutes. So, everybody, you have a great day. This week's going to be, you know, cloudy, rainy, the whole thing. So, have a wonderful day, and God bless America.
Thank you.
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.